Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we remember one of the great conversions in history and give thanks to God for it, the turning of Saul of Tarsus, the bitter enemy of Christ, into one of his most devoted and ardent followers. Isn't that marvelous? But not everyone thinks so. I heard of a rationalistic college professor who told his class that what happened to Saul on the road to Damascus was just a case of sunstroke. A Christian student made a protest to this, and the prof then backed down and admitted that, in fact, he was not very well acquainted with the subject. And the student courteously replied, "I hope, sir, that you will come to know that Paul was not sunstruck, but he was sunstruck." Yes, you heard that right. He was saying that it was not the sun, S-U-N, but it was the sun, S-O-N, that brought this to pass. Not the sun in heaven, but the sun from heaven struck Paul's heart. The Lord appeared to Saul with a great blinding light, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And think what it must have meant to him to hear those words, "I am Jesus." Saul had thought that Jesus was dead and buried, and that the worshipers of this false prophet were out of touch with reality. But here was the risen Savior and Messiah standing before him, and the proud hatred in the heart of the persecutor turned to shame and fear of the divine displeasure. But there was more. He heard the Lord speaking words of mercy and acceptance, calling the poor sinner to be his servant and to give witness to the world of the forgiveness and light which comes through him, the promised Messiah. He said, "I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a servant and a testifier to these things. I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes that they might receive the forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been made holy through faith in me." Then he directed the chastened penitent to go into the city, where he sent Ananias to him to reassure him of the great mercy and the great purpose which he had in mind for him who had lately been his enemy. And Ananias also told the stricken sinner of the help of grace in the holy washing. "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." It was a marvelous event. Saul of Tarsus, in his monumental pride, had been dreaming that he was serving his God by his raging fury against the followers of Jesus. But in the coming to him of the risen Son of God, he saw himself as he really was, an insolent blasphemer, working against the Lord and worthy of his judgment and wrath. But what he found was marvelous grace and mercy, a loving Savior bringing him reconciliation and forgiveness and strength for the new commission which was being laid upon him for the rest of his life. And though we may not often realize it, every regeneration that God brings about is just as marvelous as what happened to Saul, whether it be the baptism of a baby or the turning of the heart of an adult unbeliever. Saul remained clearly and intensely aware of the great mercy of God toward him and spoke of it in later life. The name by which he has become most well known to us was highly appropriate for describing how he now thought of himself, Paul, meaning little. In a very short time, he went from thinking of himself more highly than he ought to think to saying, I am the least of the apostles, not worthy to be called an apostle, and I am nothing. It was an appropriate name, though whether he actually ever used the name Paul specifically to express this humility is never told us. But I've always thought that if he didn't, it was a waste of good Greek. And if your name happens to be Paul, do I need to finish that sentence? Let us praise God then for the conversion of St. Paul and for the boundless patience which he said Christ showed to him. Like him, we have met Christ and found redemption. Like him, we have received faithful, God-given instruction from fellow disciples like Ananias. Like him, we have been given sympathy and encouragement from Christians like Barnabas, who was good at it. And like him, we have joined the community of the redeemed, the church, in the great and wonderful task of calling the world to receive the grace which has been so abundantly poured out upon us. Amen.